The trial of the former Minneapolis police officer charged with killing George Floyd has begun. The prosecution opened by playing the video of Derek Chauvin pressing his knee into Floyd's neck. Here's attorney Jerry Blackwell.
For his excessive use of force against George Floyd, that was an assault that contributed to taking his life, and for engaging in imminently dangerous behavior, putting the knee on the neck, the knee on the back, for 9 minutes and 29 seconds without regard for Mr. Floyd's life. We're going to ask that you find him guilty of murder in the second degree, murder in the third degree, and second degree manslaughter.
NPR reporter Matt Sepik joins us now on Skype from Minneapolis. Matt, welcome.
Hi there.
So we heard from the prosecution there. The defense is drawing attention to other circumstances surrounding Floyd's death. Here's attorney Eric Nelson.
You will learn that Derek Chauvin did exactly what he had been trained to do over the course of his 19-year career. The use of force is not attractive, but it is a necessary component of policing.
A medical examiner ruled that Floyd's death was in fact a homicide. So how is the defense going to get around that?
Well, defense attorneys are expected to point at other factors that medical examiner Dr. Andrew Baker found in his autopsy. Floyd's cause of death will be at the center of the defense case, particularly the drugs. Baker found fentanyl and methamphetamine in Floyd's system and other medical factors as well. What the defense is trying to do here is create reasonable doubt in the mind of at least one juror that it was something else besides Derek Chauvin's knee that led to Floyd's death in May of 2020 at the age of 46.
Well, to that point, the judge in the case had previously ruled that the defense could not use a body cam video of police arresting George Floyd during a different traffic stop back in 2019. Now he has changed his mind. He will allow them to use some of that video. Why do Chauvin's lawyers want the jury to see it?
Well, Cahill ruled earlier this month that there is some relevance to Floyd's May 2019 arrest because his physical reaction to that confrontation with police was similar to the way he reacted in the fatal encounter a year later. Now, Cahill is only allowing a portion of the body camera video from that 2019 incident, as well as some testimony regarding Floyd's blood pressure, statements to the paramedics who treated him that day, as well as the suspected drugs in his car. This is really about medical evidence. Cahill said the paramedic can testify that Floyd had high blood pressure during that day in 2019, and it was so high that he was at risk of a stroke or heart attack. But the judge is not allowing any evidence of Floyd's emotional state from the 2019 encounter, including the fact that he called out for his mother as he did in 2020. So that will be very limited.
I see. Well, the prosecution, we know they will be relying on that now infamous video of Chauvin restraining Floyd in 2020 with a knee on the neck. The video, of course, sparked a protest movement around the world. What else will the prosecution be relying on to convince the jury?
You're right that that video is key. That was the first thing they played this morning during the opening statements. They plan to call a lot of expert witnesses, as well as other Minneapolis police officers and the chief, Madeira Arredondo, to talk all about the use of force, what's acceptable policy and what's not. I expect that they'll continue to argue what Prosecutor Jerry Blackwell previewed this morning, that Floyd was handcuffed, subdued, never threatened anyone, and the force that Chauvin used was far in excess of what was necessary to subdue him. They're also expected to introduce what's called spark of life testimony. We'll likely hear from Floyd's family and friends about the person that he was, a father, a brother. This is all an effort to humanize him. However, this will be limited too because it could open the door to the prosecution bringing in testimony about negative aspects of Floyd's past, such as his earlier run-ins with the law, including an armed robbery conviction from 2007. Cahill has prohibited jurors from hearing about that. Cahill said testimony about whether Floyd was a peaceful person or someone prone to violence could allow the defense to introduce evidence of his criminal record and less savory parts of his past.
Tell us more about the jury pool that both sides have agreed upon.
Well, it's 9 women and 5 men hearing the case, 14 in all. 2 of them are alternate, so only 12 will deliberate once everything is done, once testimony is finished here in really about a month. The jury includes 6 people of color. That is far more diverse than Hennepin County, Minnesota as a whole, which is around 70% white. Of the 6 jurors who are people of color, 2 are biracial women. One's a black woman who grew up in the area of South Minneapolis where Floyd was killed. She's retired. And 3 are black men. Of those black men, 2 are immigrants. So it is definitely a diverse jury, given the demographics of this area.
NPR's Matt Sepik following this case for us. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.